Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome again to the Soulful Healing Talk Show. I look forward every Saturday evening to spending my time with you and looking forward to you spending your time with me. I really, really love to see everybody logging on and healing me up and, you know, telling me that they're tuning, and I want to tell you, that is the highlight of my day, to have you guys tuning in with me and chilling out with me. It is really heartwarming, and I love it, and I thank you guys. And I don't want to call any names because I keep missing people, and they keep telling me that I don't heal them up. But to everybody that is out there, tuned in from wherever you're tuned in from, welcome, welcome, welcome. I cannot stop saying it. It really makes my day to know that I'm going to be chilling out with people who find my topics interesting. It's wonderful. You know, and today we're going to talk about how to bring back the fire in your life. You know, how to keep the fire burning. And if you lost it, how you can bring it back. This is what this show is all about today. And of course, I would love to hear your feedbacks. So please call and tell me what you're thinking. All right? I would love to hear it. Don't forget to call 646-595-3197. 646-595-3197. Share with me tonight. So we want to talk about love. You know, it all begins when you fell in love. When you fell in love with the one you're with right now. And you feel like things are getting stale. But I want to remind you about falling in love. What it's all about. You know, that what that wonderful, crazy feeling that you have, you know? And, you know, it is worth experiencing at least once in your lifetime. And when you know you're falling in love, you know, the way you look at the world and experience life, it changes because it's all a chemical thing, and I'm going to get into that in a little bit. But apart from being a chemical thing, love is a wonderful experience. And if anybody has ever fallen in love out there listening to me, you know how light and wonderful falling in love can make you feel. And all of us, I think, have our own experiences in love. And every moment is unique to the person who is falling in love. Everybody experiences it in their own way. You know, many believe in love at first sight, you know, and it happens for a lot of people, while others think that the best kind of love is where two friends, you develop a friendship and understand each other and fall in love gradually. And that is just fine too. However you may fall in love, the feelings are the same. You know, the feelings are, and when you fall in love with someone, you start to experience feelings and urges that are not explainable, and they're confusing to say the least, you know. And falling in love, it may be a single emotion, but that single emotion can cause so many hormonal and chemical and emotional changes. You know, you can't believe what is happening to you. And you know you're in love when you start experiencing, you know, what they call butterflies in your stomach, you know? And that happens a lot to people who experience the love at first sight thing, you know? When you get the butterflies in your stomach, you know, you feel like your stomach start doing flips, you know, and inside of your stomach is fluttering. That's what they class as it. And this happens, excuse me, nobody really knows why it happens, but it just happens. Yes, Eli, yes, it happens. Call and tell me about your experience. And, you know, you start feeling like this, and this song here by Cecile. You start feeling these feelings, the sweetest feelings.
Can't find words to say.
Just fell in love with your second half. Remember? You know, all of that sweetest feeling can also be because of the chemical reactions going on. Because when you fall in love, the levels of dopamine in the brain increases. And due to the increased blood flow to the regions where the receptors of dopamine are present. And dopamine is a pleasure chemical, and it makes you more excited and full of life. Okay, the dopamine release in the brain, it makes you feel sleepless and restless and full of happiness. You know, and you think about that person you're in love with a lot. You can't think of anyone else. And when you're in love, you can't really think of anything else but your lover, but who you're in love with, you know? They run around, you can't stop thinking about them. All they do is run around in your mind, and you can't work, and you can't focus on anything else. And this is due to the norepinephrine. It is a chemical compound that get released along with the dopamine in the brain. Okay? And that is all a part of the falling in love and the sweetest feeling going on. You know, remember when you used to get sexually attracted to each other a lot? You know? It's because falling in love with somebody and staying in love with somebody, it's two different things, okay? That is why. You fall in love with, and all of these chemicals going through and rushing and all of these lust emptiness is coming forth, and it's like you have no control of it because of that chemical release going on. And when that dies down, everything dies down with it. So my thing is, you need to start that the chemical reaction going back in your body to have these feelings surface again. Okay? Yes, yes, Eli, yes. Falling in love begins with a note of lust and sexual attraction. Of course. You know, all of that goes along with the fluttering of love. Falling in love is like a drug. And unfortunately, just like a drug, it don't last, that chemical reaction, it don't last forever. Okay? And the levels of the chemicals like dopamine and serotonin gradually come back to normal after a few months or years, depending on the kind of relationship you developed. It is up to the lovers to find ways to keep excitement alive, excitement in love alive. So you can have those releases of chemicals, and you can always maintain that. Now, remember, every time you have a crush on someone, the whole game of chemistry, it begins, you know, it begins, it's light up and you're back to square one again to experience it, okay? Oxytocin, okay, is a hormone also, okay? And it if you keep that going naturally, it can fall in love again over and over and over with each other again, you know. And there are stages in love, okay, and all of these experiences that you go through are just one single stage in the process of falling in love. There are many other stages, you know. You're going to experience every single emotion, okay? But is your love going to last forever? That is a different story about it. After the chemical reaction has passed, is your love going to survive that? You know? And love, as I said, love don't happen in one stage. But it always starts the same way. And it starts with that wonderful, fuzzy feeling that leaves you feeling giddy and happy. And with time, turns into something that is more matured and long-lasting and true. Okay? And many seasoned lovers who have been in love for many years, you know, they may shrug away the happy signs of love you feel when you first fall in love. Because compared to the history and the bond and the memories they've created, you know, all of that seems immature and trivial. Compared to the deeper love that they are now experiencing together. But I think that even though they may see it as trivial and the first stage of love, I think it is a wonderful stage to keep alive. I think it's just a wonderful stage to keep alive. You know, the first stage of romance is that overflowing with infatuation and attraction. It's a beautiful feeling. Yes, which would someday move on to the next stages of love and have the potential to turn into something everlasting and beautiful. And if you've ever been in love in a relationship for over a year, let's try and remember the different feelings of the love that you experience. Okay, I want to bring you back there. You know, every that person is awesome and oh so perfect. Remember when you felt like that? When you start to fall in love with someone, everything about them would seem so perfect. And every second longer that you stare at them, they just seem to get better and better in your eyes, right? And you can't imagine anyone in the world who is more perfect than them. And more importantly, perfect for you. You remember feeling like that? Remember when you couldn't focus on anything? You were constantly distracted and you had a hard time focusing on anything other than this new love in your life. You know? Everything started to diminish and more time for you and the love of your life. You know? And you felt selfless. You can't help but to put this person's need before yours sometimes. You know, you're eager to sacrifice your wants sometimes. You know, because you love watching them be happy. You know, it's that you don't, you remember those times? You know, you feel excited all the time when you start to fall in love with someone. It is that excitement. Yes, Andrew. Yes, it is a euphoria. Yes. But with that high, also, you know, there come some painful blows of disappointment sometimes. Because when you get excited that your sweetheart does something nice for you, but at the same time, you get disappointed too, because when your sweetheart don't do what you like, then, you know, you start to feel like it is diminishing already, and you start to act nervous, you know. Remember those times? Now you're just comfortable with your loved one right now. You know you love them, but you know they love you, but you just accept, you know, it nothing worry you, you know. Remember when it was hard to say goodbye to your loved one? Remember? Now sometimes you go to bed and don't even say good night. Remember everything they did was charming. You know, it could be the smallest thing as how they hold their pen or how they cut their mustache or how they comb their hair or something. Everything was like, wow. Remember those days? I want to bring you back there. You know? Remember when you start labeling places as our place, that's where we went, that's our spot. That's our spot, remember? That's the where we laughed so much, that's where he proposed, remember? I want to bring you back there, I want to bring you back to the memories, you know? And yes, you did that because you start mentioning the things for hours like that, ours, because it make you feel closer and it creates a togetherness and it creates memories that you're sharing together, you know, and it makes your relationships have a meaning. It seems like it have a meaning and it is important to both of you. Remember then? Remember when everything they did had it on, mesmerized you, and you could just listen to them talk all day? Remember? Remember when you felt like you found the one? Remember when you felt like no one else is perfect for you more than this person? Remember? Remember when you could walk into a club and see the most gorgeous woman on earth, but somehow that didn't matter to you because you had the love filling up your heart for this person, remember? Remember when you couldn't keep your hands off each other when you were with them? You know, either you're holding hands or you're touching their shoulder or something. You remember all of these things? I want to bring you back there. And I want you to share with me, guys. Share with me. You remember when you felt like how wonderful the years ahead would be if you had this person in your life, you know? When you couldn't stop grinning, you couldn't stop talking about this person, you couldn't, the compliments did everything to your heart. Remember? Yes, the infatuation stage. That was the infatuation stage. Yes, it was, Eli. It was the infatuation stage. And it was full of romance and unquenchable passion. Remember? It's a perfect step to pave the next stages, for the next stages of love, you know, which will only get better and more meaningful too. And for anyone who has been in a long-term relationship, there's no single answer on how to keep the spark alive. When you first start dating someone, you go through what I just mentioned, if not almost, is a big mixed bag of emotions, you know, including all kind of things, your fears, your excitement, the mystery, you know, all of that. And as time goes on, your relationship transition into a long-term status. And the initial happiness of the honeymoon phase can wear off. You know, and just because you've been with someone for what feels like forever, don't mean that your relationship has to come stale. You know, start challenging yourself and your relationship. Okay, with that being said, after a year or so of being together, everyday life sets in, and there can be times when, you know, the burdens and cares and disappointments might send thoughts of separation, you know, or breakup or divorce, whatever stage you're in, flashing through your mind, you know. Remember that every relationship, no matter how good people say it is, you have to work on it, okay? It faces its struggles, but that don't mean it has to end there, okay? Just jolt your relationship a little bit, jolt your routine, and help to keep things fresh. You know, like making time for fun and romance. And that brings me to my next song, Slipping Away. You may start to feel like this later on. After that beautiful, sweetest feeling, you start feeling like this. Love.
Slipping, slipping, slipping. Can't believe it would have come to this. We're not even hug, much less we kiss. All we do, I just reminisce. Long gone are those days of bliss. Stop me slipping away, slipping away, slipping away, away. Slowly slipping away, slipping away, slipping away. Inside, you're slipping away. I'm gonna feel claim no more, I swear. Cause even when my tribe shows some care, you're no respond, girl, this me no use to. And me refuse to watch your laughs turn to smiles. Then after a while, kisses turn to hugs. Now you like what you love, passion get rush on. Nothing feels the same, the wildfire barely aflame. I feel you slipping away, slipping away, slipping away, away. Slowly slipping away, slipping away, slipping away. Do I try, 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 and try? Feel it inside. Like you're far away, the emotional distance of a star away. Go on my knees to the Lord, I pray for help us survive these harder days. Still it feels useless to lose rest when you're not really seem to give a damn. Don't know what to do next, I'm clueless, and as hard as my try to understand, I feel you slipping away, slipping away, slipping away. Slowly slipping away, slipping away, slipping away. No, I try, 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 and try. Feel it inside. Don't slipping away. Cause I can't feel your heart no more. You're drifting closer to the door. Though you haven't said it quite that way, and no matter what I say, I feel you slipping away, slipping away, slipping away, away. Slowly slipping away, slipping away, slipping away. And though I try, 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 try. Kisses and hugs, in other words, baby girl, I'm missing your love, missing your rush, your blush from my tender touch. I miss hearing you whisper, I love you so much. What of all things, me miss most the small things, but me not give up, cause after winter, fall, spring, so me I try, hold on before love is gone too. But you're not giving me nothing for hold on to, cause you're slipping away, slipping away, slipping away, away.
It happens. Learn the rules. You know, I'm gonna give you some rules for a long-term relationship. The first rule of a long-term relationship, you have to learn to forgive. Every couple have arguments and fights, which is why forgiveness and acceptance are essential and necessary in preventing our hostility, you know, from making a permanent mark in your relationship. Okay? Nobody is perfect, not even you. So, you know, be quick to say you're sorry. Couples must cultivate a spirit of forgiveness and understanding if they want to have a relationship that is filled with some peace, okay? Another rule is be respectful and honest. Open and honest communication is essential for your relationship to flourish. Show your appreciation for even the littlest things done for you and discuss problems openly instead of keeping them from each other. I think this strengthens your relationship and it makes being intimate easier because you found that you can share with this person and not get hostility back. And talk and don't make assumptions or try to read each other's minds. You know, engage in enjoyable conversations. Okay? Be like old times. Get into enjoyable conversations and laugh together. You know, find reason to smile and laugh. It can be as simple as watching a funny movie together or telling a joke. Laughter is healing. Okay, so practice it more in your relationships. And make decisions together. Okay, decisions need to be made together. Especially when it comes to money, you know, or even mundane things like household chores. Work as partners. You know, it's not about who wins or loses. It's about mutual cooperation. So, because you're seeking to build a strong relationship. So be flexible and be ready to compromise. You know? And focus on being romantic. You can create intimacy through small actions such as saying thank you, you know, and I love you, or buying a little thoughtful gift, you know, they're like cheese crunches. Buy a pack for them. It don't have to be nothing extravagant. The thought is all that matters. You know, the thought will make your partner feel wanted and valued, and that's important. And it's more important that you don't take each other's needs for granted. You know, let each other know what you love most about the other. And remind each other from time to time what makes you attracted to them. You know? You created a new world, so take care of it. You chose this person. Who else you going to behave it like you love if it's not this person? You created this world. So if you want it, take care of it, protect it, nurture it, and cherish it. And then you'll see your love, you know, last forever. Keep the element of surprise alive, if you get what I'm saying. Try to come up with something that you both have never done, you know, and then do it. The key is not to end your relationship because it has become boring. The key is to make it fun again. Okay, remember that your relationships take effort. And there are lots of things that you can do to keep the romance alive. Okay, when you're in a long-term relationship, I think the most important thing is not to take each other for granted. Okay, and here are some good ideas to keep the romance alive. Okay, we know in a perfect world, each moment of a relationship would be like a scene from a romantic movie. You know, so what keeps us from living that sweet, romantic, swoony love is all about we got stuck in the same day in, day out patterns and letting the sweetness of life shift to the back burner. Okay, today you're going to learn on the Soulful Healing Talk Show how to pack as much lovey-doveyness as possible into your daily life together. And that means seizing every opportunity to make it sweeten up, even the most seemingly unsentimental times together, you know? Here is one tip. You know, when you were young, I don't remember if you ever played this game, that if you ever did, if you ever said a word, you get slapped for it. No matter where you are. This is a game you could apply to your relationship. You know, pick a word that is likely to come up in conversation. You know, it could be a word like bathroom, baby, smoke. It could be anything. It could be icing. It could be cake. It could be day, you know, whatever the word is. And agree that every time someone uses it, you have to touch. You know, anything from a kiss to a lingering stroke on your body. You know, something nice happening at that moment. It could be a beautiful thing. And you can transform dinner one night into a nice dining experience. You know, pull out your nice dishes and some candles. Even if you're just having pizza, you know, just remember it's the mood you want to create. You know, fix it up nice. Put some flowers in the corner of a table and put on some nice lighting and some nice music. And you could even use you feed him and him feed you. Whatever it is, you know? Just be nice again to your loved one. Get up and dance with them. They're in the kitchen, just grab them and give them a nice dance. You know? Put your favorite love song in and do the tile, rent a tile dance, you know, intertwine your legs and grind on each other. It can work. Dancing is so intimate. It can become so intimate, you know, sway to each other's rhythm and hold on to each other and just feel each other, you know. And dress nice. Everybody know that the oversized t-shirt and the shabby sweater it's just fine, but if you want to create a mood, that would help too. You know, slip into something more comfortable and a little more cuddle enticing, you know? Anything. Anything that is more sexier than two big shirts is swimming in. Some nice capanches, whatever it is. You know, even when you're watching TV, you can lie down and you can just start fondling each other. You know, get your hands moving. You can start with a little foot massage or a little back massage. You know, just simple and nice. And, you know, you can lay your head in your lover's lap and you stroke them here. You know? Whatever, just create a little. These days I have those TVs. You can just create a little nice atmosphere. Put some work into it. You know? Even give him a flash every now and then when no one is looking. Give him a sneak peek, you know? Sweet it up a little bit. If you know your girl is at the office and she's having a rough day, you know, send her something nice like a treat or a text or something. You know, thinking about you and let them know so later will be greater if you're a participator. Right? Yeah, we have to get it on. You know, for your next date, come up with something out of the ordinary. You know? Think about what you couldn't do nice. A nice fur ride. Or, you know, eat somewhere you've never been before. You know, think about it. Write down what you would like to do. Both of you write down what you would like to do and you put it in a jar. And when you're going on your date, you just pick a card and that's what you do. Hey, that's a good idea. That is a very good idea. You know, flirt with your partner. It's a beautiful thing. You want to flirt at people you don't know. Flirt with the person that you chose to be in your life. You know, flirting is not just for single people. And I know I don't think that you should leave your partner at home and head out to some club and chat up girls or guys. Okay? I mean, flirting with your long-term partner to help keep the love alive. You know, too many people think flirting is what you do to lure the object of your affection into your clutches. But it's much more than that, I'm sorry. Flirting with your partner is playful and fun. You know, throwing your partner a wink, a nice kiss, and a nice wink is to remind them that you're still hot for them. Yeah, even when you're not in the bedroom, you still are attracted to them. You know, and increase your physical contact with each other. Something as simple as a light sexy stroke on the arm during a conversation. You know? It does wonders for us women. Okay? And it turns out also that physical contact, it releases certain pheromones that can really get a woman in the mood, okay? And remember, when you greet or say bye to each other, give each other a nice kiss. It's just a nice way to start off the day. When your partner leaving, when you're leaving, kiss and feel nice about each other, okay? Walking in the door at night or greeting your partner when you return home and you're kissing is a beautiful thing. And don't just give a peck, you know, give a nice, passionate kiss. Okay? It's a very beautiful thing. And hold eye contact with each other and tell them you love them and be genuine about it. You know, say what you mean. Keep it from the heart and keep those love bubbles going. Okay? And you'll watch your love grow. All right, are you ready for the hot part now? All right, is this keeping the passion in the bedroom? Here we go. Are you ready? Can I play a song? I'm gonna play Destiny's Child.
The better, sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you. is it something you need to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body, my spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I will over.
We're talking about now. We're talking about catering to you in the bedroom and doing what it takes to keep the fire burning in there. And so if you're in a, you know, we all know that sex is important in a relationship. And it's not just good for keeping that bond. There are also physical and mental health benefits from getting it on regularly too. Okay, and if you're in a long-term relationship and feel that things are a bit stagnant, or even if you aren't, but just would like to mix it up a little bit, you know, then I'm going to give you some tips you may want to work into your, you know, your routine of sexual activities. And they're all fun, okay? And they are guaranteed to keep it fresh for you. All right. The first one is to wake each other up with a blowjob. It don't matter if you're a man or a woman. Woman, wake your man up with a blowjob. Men, wake your woman up with a blowjob. It's beautiful. You know, have some morning sex. Make it happen at least once a week. Can you do that? That has actually been proven scientifically that morning sex is great for you. Between being less self-conscious and the fact that your partner is already right there is a great way to start the day. It's a beautiful thing to start your day with an orgasm, isn't it? And to watch your partner happy and satisfied. Don't be afraid to surprise your partner with something nice like that. Even those people who are adamant about not liking surprises, you know, enjoy surprises when it comes to showing your love for that person. You know? welcome your partner home with a sex-related surprise, whether you tell him or not. You know, you can greet them with nothing but a grin on. What about that? Just don't do it too often. You know, because surprises are meant to fight, not to be predictable. So don't do it too often. Just do something fun, you know? You know, spend some time talking about what your ultimate fantasies would be. Share that with your partner. You know, once you've been in a relationship for a while, you've tackle the awkward stuff, and now you can truly open up, especially when it comes to sharing your fantasies, you know? Share and accept what each other wants. You know, if you try to fulfill the desires, or at the very least, you know, find a common ground between it. And if, you know, some fantasies can't be fulfilled, that's okay too. At least you have somebody to express with, you know. Set up a specific night to do this. And if you don't think you have any, while you're talking for a little bit, some may pop in your head and you may remember some that you have. You know, in the bedroom, make a plan to try one new thing a month at least in the bedroom. You know, there's Kama Sutra, and there is Tantra Yoga, there's all kind of things. And they exist for a reason, you know? A lot of details of how, you know, your body responds to certain things. So check it out. Kama Sutra includes 64 sex acts, you know. So check it out, see if anything is in there that would excite you and your partner. You know, reach ultimate intimacy. That is what I want. You know, you won't be able to master everything in there, but you can try as much as you want, and you're still fulfilling your intimate desires. You know? You know, some people say try and have sex in a publicish place. You know? They said there are many places where you can have sex with your partner. Yeah. Yes, Anthony, yes. They say, keeping it just in the bedroom isn't an option. Keeping it just in the bedroom isn't an option. Okay, so what you suggest, Anthony? Yes, spice it up. Of course, that's a way to spice it up. That must be a way to spice it up, because all kind of different emotions running through you at that moment when you're trying to sneak something in public. You know, no, I wouldn't take a public bench. You know, yes, definitely use some discretion and creativity, and study. That would be the best. Discretion and creativity. Okay? You know, another thing that is sexy is if you act like you don't know the person, your lover. Okay? Role playing is beautiful. You know? Can you imagine you meeting your partner somewhere completely as strangers? And pretend you don't know each other yet. And then you start to meet each other over for the first time, you know, and remembering why you fell in love with them for the first time anyway, in the first place. That would be cute, you know. Another way to start the fire burning is forget that once a month bull crap. Some people have sex once a year. Forget about that crap. It's stupid. You know, make out. Make out is so underestimated. So think about it this way. You know, you're with your partner now because maybe it started with a kiss. You know, why would you make it out go now? You know? Take advantage of technology. Yes, Andrea, thank you for responding. Finally, a woman. I'd love to hear from you guys. Can you please call me? 646-595-3197. What is a way that you create spice in your bedroom? What is a beautiful way to create spice in the bedroom? Share your thoughts with me now. Would love if you did. You know, send a text to your girl. It's a beautiful thing when you're just in the day and you're going through and so you know that person is thinking about you. It's beautiful. You know? It's a great way to liven up your exhausting day. Another thing you can do is start watching some porn together. Yes, you can. Andrew's like, no, you didn't. Yes, I did. What's wrong with watching porn with each other? Nothing is wrong with that. You know, contrary to decades-old misinformation, women are watching porn just as much as men these days, just to let you know. And although we may have different things that turn us on that men do, you can, if you look around, find something that both of you enjoy. It don't have to be, it can be soft porn, it could be hard porn, it could be Kama Sutra, it could be videos of Tantra yoga. It could be all kind of different things, but watch it together. See what suits you both. And if visual porn isn't your thing, then read a book that is written erotica. Read that with each other. It's something different to do. You know, give it a try and see if you like it. That's all I can say. Start teasing each other too. You know, teasing is awesome. You know, you can do it with facial expression or with your hands on, you know. It is like fuel to the fire. When you see that your partner is getting all hot and bothered about it, you know, turn it up a few notches too. It's beautiful. And if you can, what about ending every argument with some makeup sex to let arguments prolong when it don't need to? Because even when it's not a legitimate argument, you know, like who ate the last cookie or whatever, you know, try to end it in a light way. You know, and end it nice. If you're going to have an argument, you might as well end it with a bang, right? You know, another way you can spice up everything is sometimes your sex life gets very predictable. You know, it get very, you know what's going to happen next. You look forward to it, but you know what's going to happen next. So, you know, spice it up a little bit. Let the intercourse take longer to happen. Let the foreplay and playing around with each other go off for a little longer. And let the intercourse, you know, put a delay on that. And see what happens. And then you will always appreciate each other, the intercourse, more. You know? And communicate. You need to let them know what feels good. And you need to let them know what needs work. You need to communicate. If your partner is not as good as something as you'd like, let them know. It's your job to give some direction, okay? Share what you have to share. Let them know what is good, what they know what is not good. And if you want to get the most out of your sex life, you understand that communication is the best lubrication, okay? Communication is the best lubrication. And if you want, you can also add some sex toys to the mix. If you don't like the sex toys, you can get sex games in the bedroom. You know, all kind of things are out there. So if you want to try it out, try it out. Remember that you love each other and you're in a long-term relationship with each other. You know, it's an unconditional love thing. And I'm going to play that song, Unconditional Love, by Shakira. Hold on. This is what you share with your partner.
Unconditional love, I ain't looking.
fast inside the nation stage, and it's gone to unconditional love. It's a beautiful thing. Hold on to it, guys. It's a beautiful thing. You don't want to let it go. Just work on it. You know, work on it. Work on it. And we're talking about the foreplay. You know, the foreplay is amazing. And the longer you can extend the foreplay, it is fun. Yes, a quickie can be nice at times. And devoting lots and lots of time to the build-up of the big finale, it is what it is, what makes it great. Okay? Hold on one second. Yes. Yes, that's true, Ariel. That's true. Foreplay can be even better than the actual sex. It does. And when you actually have the orgasm, it is beautiful. You know? So, yes, the foreplay is gorgeous. I'd love if you call me and express these feelings. It would be great. You know? And more importantly, it is exciting for each of us to push ourselves out of the comfort zone and do different things with each other. And that is what being in a relationship is all about, is making an effort. You know? Talking to your partner, sharing a secret. You know? You share a secret with your partner. You know, it could be, it don't have to be no nothing dark confession, like it could be a dream you have, you know, letting know about the layers of your personality. And you do the same, men, you know, let people know you. Many couples have this sudden realization that you cross the sex sleep threshold is a mark that you know, your relationship is now in permanent downward spiral. And the only thing that's left is shuffling through Walmart or anywhere like some zombie looking for bulk discount, you know, just doing life. The death of passion in a long-term relationship is one of the biggest pillars of the relationship, because we associate it with being, sorry, everything is falling from it, with being bored. You know, just like the joke that says if you're sleeping with the same person for the rest of your life is the equivalent of eating the same frozen burger for every meal. You know, it can have that meaning if you make it that way. It is up to you to create the spice in your life. It's not going to fall in your lap. Create it. There is nothing like being in a long-term relationship to convince you that your friends are, you know, think they're enjoying life out there, jumping from woman to woman. It can become boring, yes, but you have to work on it. You won't jump from woman to woman, and then maybe you can handle it. Okay? Just enjoy what you have, unless it is harmful to you. Or you and your partner have come to that decision that you don't want to be married anymore. You know, but if you do want it to work, they're not hurting you, you want it to work, you're just bored. Yes. Do something about it. Lighten it up, spice it up, bring the spice. I'm sure I gave you some good ideas, you know, that you could use in your relationship. You know, because being in a long-term relationship don't mean you're doomed. and you have to watch the sparks fade away. Just know how to rekindle it, okay? One of the biggest mistakes that couples make is that they put an emphasis on the long-term maintenance on romance, okay? That's what Andrew is saying. No, I don't think so. I really don't think so. I don't think it's the biggest mistake. I think you can work on it and keep the thrills going. You know, remind yourself of what you had. It's not gone. It's not gone. You just got used to it. It's right there. Bring it back alive. You know, remind yourself of those lovey-dovey moments from early in your courtship. It's actually not what you want to be left out of your relationship. It's good. You need it back into your life. Bring it back. All right, and I really hope this show helped you a lot, you know, to see where you can move forward with your relationship and bringing back the thrills back, the actual thrills back to your relationship. You want to do things that get your heart racing, to get the chemical reaction going on in your system again, you know? We are the source of emotions, humans. And we have a tendency that we need to attend to. And that is where we just let everything, we don't take responsibility for anything. We don't take, a relationship don't just end up wanting divorce. There must be stuff that need to be worked on. And you don't need to go to divorce. Maybe a separation, but to find each other, find yourself again. But you don't need to divorce. You just need to bring back the fire back to your relationship, okay? Just do what is good for you and your loved one. That is what is important. And I hope you guys, of course, I didn't hear any calls. Everybody talking on Facebook and WhatsApp and everything else. But I would love to hear from you. I don't know what else to say about that. Okay, but I would love to hear from you. Even now, give me a call. 646-595-3197. Call. Let me know what you use in your long-term relationship to spice it up. Let me know what's happening. Okay? I'm going to play my next song. Is in this life.
That you can't.
my words, and I am your melody. You're the voice that brings out the best in me. Let me hear while I speak this language. Yeah. Loud and clear. Yeah. They say love is blind, but my eyes are seeing it. Frozen in time, so I can receive it. So with me, there's nothing that you can't do. I was made for you. I was made for you. In this life, there's someone for everyone. In this life, I have made you my choice. This life, there's someone for everyone. In this life, in this life, life.
To just hold on to each other, all right? Hold on to what you got. And for those who have, you know, reached that point, I want to sing out this song to you guys.
Did I ever let you slip away? Never knowing I'd be singing this song someday. And now I'm sinking to ride no more. Ever since you closed the door, if I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you'd still be mine. If I could turn back the hands of time, then darling, you'd still be mine. Funny how time goes by and blessings are missed in the wink of an eye. Oh, why, oh, why should one have to go on suffering? Every day I breathe, please come back to me. And if I could turn back the hands of time,
Accept me back.